This Kennedy Malloy catch-up podcast means you can take the show with you anywhere. Industry Fund Lucrif Super make it easy to take your super with you when you change jobs. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au/changingjobs.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby, welcome to the big Thursday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Is that what I write?
Yes.
I got it right?
It's Kennedy Malloy.
It is. I forgot my own name.
Listen to you. You're all over the shop today.
Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
That's
how
my
are
name.
You?
Good, mate.
Hey, you know what? This show is today? It's full of women I admire.
Oh, well, that's a nice thing to hear.
You push you to one side. Julia Gillard.
Oh, what?
Wow.
Former PM.
We'd love to catch up with her.
Top bird, a great woman.
Yeah.
Always got her hands in great projects. She's going to come on and have a chat to us about a couple
important
of different things. Magda Szubanski.
There's another top bird.
I feel like I've known for a long time.
You
who's
have.
Always doing good, making us all look a bit ordinary, a bit selfish.
Well, to be frank, you're right. And she's got on board to something that we think is important enough, especially for our Triple M audience, to have a listen to.
This nation needs to have right now.
That's right.
So then there'll be some women I don't admire.
Yeah, you know what it was time for? Women are idiots.
Women are idiots.
Oh. And I'm going to put that forward.
You're going to do it?
There's some doozies today, including Madonna.
She's on board. I love it when Madonna's on board.
And we're about to head up to the Logies, so we thought we'd have a little Logies update for you.
There'll be a Logies chat. We're going to talk about Psychic Sally. Is that anything like your character? What was your character?
Gypsy Jane.
Gypsy Jane.
Well, I'd say yes, if she makes shit up.
Google Maps has done something stupid. Look, there's so much more to wade through. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top. Yes, we are off. Immediately after the show today, we'll be heading, winging our way to the Gold Coast to do a show tomorrow, our special Logies edition show.
We've got some great guests lined up tomorrow.
Have we ever?
We sure
some
have.
Some controversial guests too.
Well, do I hint at any now?
Yeah, who you got? Just give us a little tease.
Well, we have got Toadie and Eve Morey who are up.
Are they still cheating?
They're not cheating.
Weren't they cheating?
No, I don't. And Logies? I don't like the way you speak about them because
they
you
love
have to
me. Toadie loves me.
No, he doesn't.
Me and
actually,
Toadie,
no, he doesn't. And I'm going to perpetuate that myth.
No, don't.
Hey, we got Russell Crowe. We're going to talk to tomorrow. Now he's not going to the Logies.
Should Russell Crowe be on our Logies special?
Well,
has he earned the right to be on the Logies?
I don't know if he's won a Logie, but he has been in Logie Award shows in Australia. But he's in the Loudest Voice. That's coming.
How has he crowbarred his way into the Logies special?
Because we were going to talk to him about his new show that's coming up on Stan called The Loudest Voice.
And we've got some great Logies moments throughout history.
We have.
To show you, maybe even a drunken speech you made.
Oh, really?
Back in the day, fished out.
Have you really? we might also have one of the stars from Married at First Sight who has not been invited and is not very happy about it.
And she'll be in live?
She will be in.
All right.
Yes.
Here's what I'm going to put to her.
Right.
She can come as my plus one, but she has to put out.
Okay.
Now, is that a fair
assessment? I would say that's a fair thing to say, and she possibly might be up for it. But you can't get too close to it. You know why? Because you're sick as a dog.
Oh, I'll be
right.
What's
you're
wrong
crook,
with you?
And I don't think you should be spreading your germs.
Why are you
man germs.
That?
Why am I saying that? Well, you had The Front Bar, which was a great show last night on 7.
You.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know if it's very professional what you did.
What are you talking about?
Can I just play? I don't think you know you did this on air, but this is what happened towards the end of the show, mind you. So to be building up to this, let's have a listen to Mick on Front Bar.
We know the importance of this to Maddie's Foundation, Maddie's Vision Foundation, of course, the Revolt family. The St Kilda Footy Club are encouraging everybody who thinks about going to the game. If you've got something purple, wear it along to the game. And if you want to get one of these beanies or get some ideas, you're all right, going all right?
No, I'm not.
More about it, go to saints.com.au. It's a fantastic, fantastic game and a magnificent cause that footy gets behind. Time now for...
What is all that coughing on television? That is the most unprofessional
thing.
Do
you have a cough button or something?
Sorry, mate. I'll get myself an electronic voice box.
Have you ever seen Daryl Summers do that or Bert Newton? Never.
Those guys.
Never.
They're mucking around down the
shallow. Grant Denyer, he would never cough on air. I'm so appalled.
Oh, well, coming from someone who is...
Oh, here we go.
Who has chewed gum, eats on air.
And ate a red skin on
air.
That makes me real,
Went off mic to get yourself a Chardonnay and you turn on
Yeah, well, where's the cameras?
Me.
That's the magic of radio.
Yeah, well.
Well, I hope you feel better.
You still have to go to the Logies regardless of your condition.
Can you fly or your ears pop?
Not only can I fly, I can break Booney's record on that fly.
Oh, my God.
To the Gold Coast.
Sit next to me.
All right. Yeah. We're away.
Put yourself in.
Uh-oh. Big show ahead. Coming up, this is Kennedy Molloy. All thanks to Lucrf. By the way, lucrf.com.au, the website for an industry super fund only to benefit members.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Those idiots. Those imbeciles.
This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
That's really hot.
I don't understand. Please explain.
You're an idiot.
Sometimes it's women who are idiots.
I have to talk like an idiot, darling, so you'll understand me.
Women are idiots.
I think I have the winner of the century, right, of the biggest idiotic woman I've ever come across.
Just explain, we do this a lot on this program. For anyone tuning in for the first time, it's usually men are idiots.
Men are idiots.
90% is men are idiots.
90% is men are idiots. But occasionally,
I thought it might be time that women were. Yeah.
Fire away, Jane Kennedy.
All right. Jennifer Mulford.
Yeah, Mulfy.
Mulfy to you and Mulfy to her boyfriend. She quit her job to breastfeed her bodybuilder boyfriend. She is breastfeeding her boyfriend.
Women are idiots.
Okay, stay
Every
with
two
me.
Hours.
Yes, this was first reported in Mamma Mia.
That's a good
on
girl.
Their website in 2016. It's come around again. Now, I remember seeing that when Mamma Mia first posted this, and I chose not to read it because I couldn't, and I thought, that is BS, can't be true. Oh, it is. Oh, it is true. We've gone back and we've revisited to find out about what Jennifer does. Okay, so there's a few things that you need to know.
She's raised the bar for women in a relationship, really.
Well,
and this is what's got you offside.
Hasn't got me offside. What's got me offside?
I mean, I think it's a wonderful thing. It's a great gesture to do for your partner.
Well, you know what?
People like tapping up a keg.
That's pretty much how she gets it going.
Just honk onto a pussy.
Honk on.
Yeah.
So you come home after a hard day at work and she lops one out and you go, oh, geez, I'm tired.
That's exactly what she does. But, Mick, here's the good news.
It's unbelievable.
You'd be into it. No, you worries.
There you
would love it.
Mickey, the couple nurse, every 2 hours.
That's unbelievable.
Every 2 hours. That's why she's had to give up her job. Right. I don't know what he's put in her milk. How on earth is this woman convinced that this man, this boyfriend, needs to be breastfed every 2 hours? She's had to give up her job. And she says Brad was perfect for her. She had a baby 20 years ago.
Do you reckon he gets around the house with a little milky moustache? You know when he's been feeding? Oh, look out.
Why is he wanting...
He's a lucky boy.
I'm sorry, I should have put a warning about this, about if there's kids in the car, because this is not right.
No. Warning to mothers.
Yeah.
Warning to everybody.
Is it the milk that he's getting is, what, full of protein or something?
Yes.
Is that why...
That is what he's spun.
Bodybuilder.
I tell you what, if you're around at her house, be careful how you order your coffee, guys. What's that? White with two?
Okay, this is a bit I'm trying to work out. She had a baby 20 years ago, right? And when you have a baby, you obviously, the milk comes in.
Of course.
And then it stops.
It's good to go.
Yeah.
But it stops.
Right.
When you don't have any more babies.
Right.
20 years have passed. Yeah. And I'm going, hang on, I'm looking over this page. How does she all of a sudden have milk? Oh, you know what you do? You dry feed.
Beg your pardon?
Yeah. All right.
I think I know what that is.
What is that?
Is it like, you know, when you're siphoning a tank and you've got a...
Oh, you sort of. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
And you've got to get it going.
Yeah. I will never get that mental image out of my mind again.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
Before anything comes through,
you've got to
get a flow going,
and then it comes out. Yeah,
you do. You've got to.
Yeah.
You've got to kickstart it, and apparently she's got heaps to go. She says,
"Why wouldn't you?"
Brad
do?
Sleeps so peacefully.
Oh, does
he?
God.
He's
Brad.
He falls asleep.
Does he wake her up at 4 a.m. for a go?
Like, yes, he does every time. Listen what she says. He falls asleep, latched onto me.
That's sick.
Do you know what?
Fully sick.
Hang on, there's more because I go. No,
I think most guys would enjoy that, at least to be asked.
She says,
would you like to suck some milk from my pussy?
It's been difficult to distinguish the difference between nurturing
you
and
bring your
sex.
Mates, you can bring your mates around and all honk on like piglets.
About
eight of you all just queuing up for a go.
Confusingly, she said to a newspaper who she reported this to, that she didn't want many people to know about her adult breastfeeding, particularly her mother. Well, I would say.
Can I say what it's like?
Jennifer Mulford. Everybody's bloody well aware now that you're whacking out.
You can have milk. I like you can have a glass of milk. But to me, this is like paddock to plate.
That's right.
It's just.
Pretty natural.
Straight into it.
Yeah.
This should catch on. Girls.
Really?
No, I don't think it
must.
I don't
try
think it
harder.
Will. So therefore.
All right. 20. Hey, we've got more.
We have lots more.
Well, don't you go anywhere because
I'm not going anywhere after that story. I have to sit down and just. Yes. Get out of breast pump.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Wow.
More women are idiots after this.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Former Prime Minister Julia Gillard is our special guest in the second hour. We've got Magda Szubanski coming up not too far
both
away, too.
Absolutely opposite to the women we're talking about now who are idiots.
Well, it's a good day then to do it.
Let's go to the world of music. We've got a couple of good stories for you. Do you mind if I start, Jane?
Go ahead, please.
A woman has given birth
at
a Pink concert.
Good Lord.
No kidding.
Has named the baby after her.
Oh.
So the baby's called Pink.
Well, that's imaginative.
Lucky for that baby, she wasn't at an Oingo Boingo concert.
Oh, you galoosh.
Well, that's it. She revealed in hospital that she was gutted to miss the rest of the star's show, but she couldn't be happier. And she thinks it's a great name. Because you give a, it reminds you of where you were. Mm. When,
well, how's she going to forget where she was when she had the baby? Mm-hmm. She was at a concert.
You know, this reminds me of a story of a woman who gave birth, and this is a true story, in the car park of a strip club.
Oh.
And I remember thinking at the time, it's a true story, I'm thinking, well, that's one way to get the father to attend the birth.
This is Women Are Idiots, by the way, not Men Are Idiots.
It was
idiots.
A girl. Do you think you'd have to give it two names? Oh. Hi, this is Melissa, but you can call her Chardonnay. Anyway, there you go. Now, you've got another rock star who's a bit of an idiot.
Madonna.
Oh, okay.
What's going on?
Women Are Idiots.
Madonna's got a new music video out, and in an attempt to get publicity for it, hence exactly what we're doing now, it's graphically depicting a mass nightclub shooting.
Okay.
Which is pretty tasteless. Oh, wow. Well, you may ask.
So this will be after
to talk about gun control.
This will be after the controversy, This Is America.
Yes, that's right.
So she's just gone, I'm going to go out.
Well,
in lieu of any good music.
That's right. And the video ends with a montage of real-life gun control protests and another message from Madonna about no one is safe from guns.
I got the song if you wanted to hear a bit of the song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
This is Madonna. This is from the video clip. That's not doctored up. That's the actual video.
Pity that wasn't said at Eurovision while she was performing.
She says she's defending it by saying that shootings do happen in nightclubs. And they go, why in a disco? Because people might be dancing to a disco song when it happens. Well, that's sick and
if
dark.
If you at least shot at their feet, they might dance really well.
That's true.
Like everyone's
the old westerns.
Everyone's having a good time on the dance floor.
You can tell she's desperate, can't you? That's shocking.
You know what she wants?
What?
Someone to suck on her breast. A grown man.
Probably. Possibly. I'd say you're right.
You can tell she's getting old because you know that metallic bra she wears? It just sits a lot lower these days.
It's pointing south, isn't it?
It's right down there.
Well, speaking of boobs and ass.
Yes, what?
Kim Kardashian.
What's she done?
Well, first of all, Kim Kardashian.
Women are idiots.
She's designed lopsided shapewear.
Has she?
In fact,
why?
She's got
and
a
why
whole
is this
shapewear.
News? I don't get it.
Because, well, she's decided to. She wears a lot of shapewear and has all her life. She's everything from cinched in corsets to. We don't know whether she's had a butt implant or lift or something. She's always wearing. Otherwise, she's wearing nothing. So it's one or the other. She's designed some gear. But she's upset a lot of people, first of all, in Japan. Because the shapewear is called kimono.
As in Kim, oh no, kimono.
Yes.
But kimono is a very...
Traditional Japanese... Everything... You can't touch anything in Japan, by the way, because everything's bloody traditional and, oh, cultural, oh, we can't touch anything Japanese.
just the broadside from Japan.
Oh, it's just, oh, it's in our culture. What? A kimono? You can't. Yeah. But I'm on Kim's side. What's wrong with that?
Well, they're going to be really upset when they are aware of my new range of samurai dingers or my sumo hot pants.
Exactly. Why don't we get upset in our culture about things? Dressing gown. When again, she might as well call it that. We don't get upset by that.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Can I just say, why is she releasing women? Can you just calm the farm a bit with your underwear? Hey.
What do you mean?
You've got Spanx. What else do you want?
Because Spanx doesn't suit everybody.
Spanx isn't just...
You don't know what you're talking about.
I do know what I'm talking about. And I've never trusted any of you again since the introduction of the Wonder Bra.
Yeah.
Which is when you're looking at the dark arts of women, deceitful women behaviour. There's nothing worse than the Wonder Bra. All of a sudden you go, oh, how good is this? You get home, off comes the robes, and all of a sudden it's the National Geographic look right there.
Can you stop looking at my boobs when you're saying that? It's really annoying.
I'm just feeling a bit thirsty. Okay, we've got
I think we're cooked here. I think that's a wrap up for Women Are Idiots.
No, but I wanted to keep talking about Kim Kardashian.
Okay, what's she done?
She's done a lopsided pant. One leg comes down further than the other.
And
the
why
other
is
one,
this genius? Everyone's going, well, this is genius.
Because people wear, some people wear skirts or dresses with a thigh-high split. And it means you can still wear your undergarment and you just have the split on the side.
Oh,
where, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway.
What about bloomers?
Yeah.
If you winch about what, as if what you are going to be happy with someone popping out the bloomers.
A nice petticoat.
At least you know what you're getting.
Petticoat.
At least you know what you're getting.
There you go. That's enough idiots for now.
Right.
I've still got a few up my sleeve.
All right.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Julia Gillard will be here in the second hour. We've got Magda Szubanski not too far away. That's a big Thursday show. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
All happening.
Yeah. Well,
you got more. You got another.
I've got more. I've just one more.
Okay.
Women Are Idiots.
Sure.
Because we like to have a balance on this
program.
Because there are some super smart women.
We've got them on
this
show.
We've got them on
this
very show.
This very day. Yeah.
But I'm going to nominate Psychic Sally.
Women Are Idiots.
Princess Diana's psychic Sally, saw the car crash that took her life in a vision, apparently.
Right. Mm.
But a slight misinterpretation meant she didn't warn her.
Idiot.
Psychic Sally, who Diana consulted for 4 years, said she had a premonition of what she believed to actually be the Queen dying in a car accident.
Oh, no.
Or did she tell the Queen?
No, she didn't tell anyone. Mm. If she had told someone, nobody would have gotten that car in Paris.
I'll tell you who she should have a premonition of dying in a car accident. Prince Philip. That's bound to come true at some stage.
That happened. Well, it did happen.
Well, it did happen. Yeah. She would have been right on the money there.
Where's Psychic Sally when you need her now?
Thanks a lot, Psychic Sally. Princess Di's dead.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thanks to you.
She's out here at the moment. People are going to literally see this woman do a show.
Thanks to you and your faulty wiring. Have you ever been? Because you were psychic. Who were you?
Gypsy Jane.
You were Gypsy Jane and you used to do, what did you do?
The horoscopes.
That's right.
Sometimes I'd forget some.
And used to sit there,
make it all
eating
up.
A donut with a fag in one hand.
I beg your pardon.
Writing,
where's the donut and the fag
stupid,
come from?
That's what you used to do.
I did not.
Very
I used
sad
to
image.
Sit
of
at my typewriter and ask the office and what star signs people were, and I'd say, "Quick, Maureen, what are you?" She goes, "I'm Virgo." I go, "Okay, Virgo. Today I see you cross the street, and you see a man. He come towards you, and maybe he is very rich, and you will fall in love with him forevermore. You will be wed."
That'd be Virgo.
That'd be Virgo.
Wow. Jeez.
Let's see you do that, Psychic Sally.
But Psychic Sally, I blame you for the death of Princess
Diana.
But
this is crazy. Are
people should go along and pick her show.
But how convenient.
Well, she hasn't.
But how convenient for her to say, oh, I had a premonition, Diana, that you're going to die, but there was just one slight
change. She's got one job.
She's got one job.
You don't predict the future. Let me know. I've been seeing you for 4 years. Any chance that dying in a car accident might have come up
it's
at some
all
stage?
It's made up.
And by the way, what are the numbers for the $80 million lotto while you're at it?
Oh, by the way.
Just saying.
We're all good because I've got my own Powerball ticket.
Oh,
that's all right.
Righto. No, no worries.
Did you say you bought one or two tickets the other day?
Two.
You bought two?
Yeah.
Have you checked the other one?
No, I haven't yet. I haven't yet.
Do you want me to check it?
Well, I've got a pretty good feeling.
When are you going? You're going to lose that. Give it to me and I'll check it.
Hey, can I do... Can I do a quick Men Are Idiots?
Yes, please.
Men Are Idiots.
Yeah. We have a former Prime Minister on our show today who's one of my favourite people and a great woman and served in public life, particularly for the Labor Party, over a long period of time with great distinction. So we look to our leaders, and one is about to be elected in the UK.
Yeah.
Boris Johnson, he's virtually odds on.
Right.
It's incredible. I can't believe it.
The Tory. He's the Tory leader. He's going to be voted Tory leader. He's going to become Prime Minister. He's going to oversee Brexit. And he's going to have to deal with that other enormous intellect, Donald Trump, across the pond. And let's just hear what a candid moment from Boris Johnson as he ruminates on what he likes to do in his spare time.
I like to paint, or I make things. I like to...
What do you make?
I make buses.
You make models of buses?
I make models of buses.
See, they're going to be in Downing Street.
So what I do make models of buses, but what I make is... I get old, wooden crates.
Yeah.
Right? And then I paint them. I suppose it's a box that's been used to contain two wine bottles, right?
Right.
And I turn it into a bus, and I put passengers. You really want to know this?
You're making cardboard buses.
I paint the passengers enjoying themselves.
Okay, great.
On the wonderful bus.
Great.
Hey, what are you doing, dude?
Quite stunning. I can't actually deal with the fact that, and his voice is so extraordinary, isn't it? He sounds like a caricature, I think.
Well, he and Trumpy.
Just doing little
together.
People in the buses.
I don't know, paint them.
How lovely.
Little box
enjoying themselves.
Well done, Psychic Sally, your mole. She
could probably be listening now.
She
won't be listening. She'd have a premonition about what we
Princess
talk about.
She killed Princess Di.
You're saying that right.
Well, she could have stopped it.
I don't know why is she admitting this? It's a really embarrassing thing to admit. I had the premonition.
You had one job. Save the princess.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Oh, jeez. All right.
Poor Diana.
Okay,
we're done. Magda's going to join us right after this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
It's been hard to escape the Israel-Falau saga polarising Australia over the last few weeks.
Please donate to fight for the right to freedom of religion.
People need to feel safe and welcomed in our game.
There's a conspiracy to silence Israel-Falau.
We are grown up enough to actually decipher it for ourselves.
Pretty hard stuff for young LGBTI people.
We don't want people feeling alone or judged for being who they are.
But Magda Zabanski and eight friends from across various faiths have come together to create their own GoFundMe with a pretty simple message. It's for love.
We want to show what a group of people interfaith of different sexualities can do when they actually bring the best values of their faith forward.
Here to tell us more, along with Josh Kirsch, an activist, advocate and proud member of the Jewish and LGBTQI community, please welcome back Magda Zabanski.
Well, hello to the two of you.
Hello, good afternoon.
And welcome.
And welcome to our conspiracy.
Should I be worried?
We're coming for you now.
Because what you're preaching is love.
Yeah, it's terrible, isn't it?
Can we go back just to where this all started for a minute, which was a post by Israel Folau, which said, warning, drunks, homosexuals, adulterers, liars, fornicator, thieves, atheists, idolaters, hell awaits you, repent. Only Jesus saves. Now, can I just say to you right now, I'm offended as a drunk, adulterer, and a fornicator, but I can't begin to imagine how offended you must feel.
Well, no, the thing is, we're speaking up about this, but really, and this goes to the broader issue, which it is the Australian Christian Lobby who, Josh... is a political organisation.
Tell us a bit about this, Mark.
Yeah. Well, they're not a religious organisation. Don't let the name fool you. They're a political organisation with an agenda, and they really want to change the way that religion can play a role in our lives. They want to make it so that you have...
They want to weaponise religion,
so that religious discrimination protections are not a shield. They're a sword that can be used against people.
Oh. So, you know, and this is the thing, you know, so they're coming for the gays first because, you know, maybe we're easy to pick off.
Sure.
But all the people on that list, we're speaking up. But let me tell you that, you know, when they talk about IVF for gay people, they also talk about IVF for straight people. So, you know, if they increase their base, and they're a minority, they're very vocal.
Yes.
They got money. I mean, they've obviously got a war chest. You know, they've come out with $100,000 to put to Israel Folau's case. Now, I'm not hating on Israel Folau. He's entitled to his belief.
Yes.
Personally, I wouldn't sack him. I'd just like, let's just debate it out. But all of us have employment contracts. All of us have things that we can't say, especially religious groups.
Well, I always thought that... Christians and religious people like to hold themselves to a higher standard than the rest of the community. And to me, historically, I would have thought that was what religious did. It taught great values. What they're asking for here is the right to behave in a lesser manner.
Yeah, we're not afraid of a difference of opinion. We're not snowflakes. I'm grown up, there are kids who are really affected
now,
by this.
Now, this is something important, and I was going to talk to both of you about this, which I imagine is... motivated you, Magda, because I know you're a busy woman.
I am.
And
I've been a bit crook. I'm just not in the mood, mate.
But I understand why you're speaking up about this, because as I fear for young people who are questioning their sexuality, their thoughts, their beliefs, the mental health issues that they might go through. This is why it's very dangerous.
Look, I got criticised this morning by a guy who said I was making up unicorn things, not facts, when I said that we know that some kids in minority groups didn't make it through the marriage survey.
And we know that.
We know that this is a fact.
Right.
The thing is, you can't talk about the consequences of these things without talking about the consequences of it.
Yes.
We didn't talk about it for a very long time.
No, we didn't.
But a lot of people have been very distressed by this, and the kind of toxic discourse that's gone on. And we thought, okay, we can't just leave people hanging. People were looking for a way to try and do things differently. And we met because we went to Palestine and Israel to learn about conflict resolution.
Yep.
And we met people who were from both sides who'd lost loved ones. And if they can talk, then we can learn from that, and we can change the way of doing it.
Well, that's what this is doing. It's hardening the fault lines, isn't it, between... people who think differently.
Yeah, well, we don't want to do that. It's not a hating on Israel Folau at all. It's not a hating on Christians. There's a power thing going on, as the Uber driver said to us.
I love that.
No, he did. We were having
combo. What's his GoFundMe page?
Yeah,
I want
exactly.
to get involved.
But he said it's about power, isn't it? It's about power. And it is. You know, this is the thing. They're hooking up with religion, and there's this. We can see this whole tendency to, like with, you know, Pauline Hanson and all that, to bring American problems over here. And I'm not going to, you know, stay quiet.
I worry for the children of these people who think this way.
Oh, yeah.
Capacity. And then one day your child comes down the pike and he or she is gay. And what do you do now?
And it's a certainty. Either his kids or his grandkids or his nieces or nephews.
Someone
in his family will be LGBTQI. But it's also, you know, the double standard offends me that religious faith should be exempt. That religious schools, that double standard, really,
no,
I just don't
no.
think. My moral
why should they be held to less account than everyone else?
Well, also,
else in
why
their
should they be
life?
Able to sack people for being gay? Not for even talking about being gay, just for being gay.
Yes.
Whereas, he wasn't sacked for being a Christian.
No.
It's not the same.
Are you disappointed our Prime Minister hasn't come to the party or said anything? Who we know is a member of the Hillsong Church. Would it be a good time for him to come out?
I think we've had no leadership in this country on most issues. It was the same with marriage equality. We had to lead it, the people. And I think the people of Australia can be trusted far more than most of the politicians, and quite frankly, we'll do a better job of it. But that's why please go and, you know, if you believe in these values that we're talking about, if it's $1.
I often use this quote, but someone you would have known and I knew well, John Clark, who is a great man. He always said to me once, he said, Australians are great people. He said, but if you ask the best, you get the best. If you ask the worst, you'll get the worst. And sometimes at the top, I think we have people in charge who don't understand the responsibility attached to their positions and how they lead our
community. Also used to say people that you perhaps like you're talking about would also give the shirt off their own back to most people.
Yeah.
And this is what you get disappointed by, that honestly you just wish that they'd turn around and realise.
Yeah, that's the thing. We're not saying they're bad people.
No.
You know, we're not at all saying that.
Okay. Right. And right, also, now I have a GoFundMe page, yeah, which is to pay off my outstanding bar bills.
I've got one for the parking fines. So,
now, what have you
We're
got going here?
For $500,000.
Talk us through, Josh, your GoFundMe page.
Yeah, how can we do this page?
So you can head on to the GoFundMe page. It's one of the, actually one of the top trending fundraisers on the website.
Of course it is. We love hearing that.
Because people have just been so generous and so willing to give. Mm-hmm. If you donate on that page, 90% of the money will go to the Children's Cancer Foundation.
Fantastic.
And 10% will go to 2010, which is helping to work with at-risk LGBTQI youth.
Can you put
youth.
Kennedy Molloy down for $500
bang.
Straight
oh,
off the bat? We would love you. To be part of that.
Absolutely.
And if there's anything else we can do to support you,
thank you.
As you
thank
spread
so
the word of love, peace and harmony in this
nothing
in
wrong
this,
with that.
And what we thought, what I thought was Christianity, quite frankly.
Well, there you go. Thank you so much to Magna and Josh.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Molloy.
We, after this show, are off to the Logie.
You are.
We are. We're a little early for it. The Logies are actually not until Sunday night.
Yeah, but I'm going to get on a bender.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that gives me enough sozzled. Days to be able to find you.
Cabell Avenue.
Do you know what I was thinking?
I can tell you where to find
you. I might have a GPS on you.
Yeah, well, if you lose
What's
me.
What's the name of that bar?
Bad Girls.
Are girls allowed to get into Bad Girls?
Yeah. Yes, they are.
But like
funny
me.
Funny story. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Gotta,
that's where I have to find you.
No, if I go missing.
That's where you'll be.
I will be in a spa full of strippers with Bernard Tomic. You know that.
I understand.
For.
And fair enough. And why wouldn't you want to do that? That sounds like so much fun.
It's going to be so regal. It's going to be so wonderful. We're going to be like Cavalier Avenue. It'll be like swanning down the Champs-Élysées.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be like Cannes Film Festival.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. I'll be in my dinner suit. Yes. Will you throw something together, please?
I'll think about it. I'm a 50-50 chance of having a dress, by the way.
All right.
Well, what do you mean?
I don't know.
What's
Pacific Fair.
Make sure that
I hate to ask because it's secret women's business, but is there trouble?
No, it'll be
fine. Is
there
anything I can do?
Dress trouble?
No, nothing you can do. You might have to zip me up at the back.
Oh.
What a
safety pins?
I might need
we might need some roadies.
Yeah, I do. I think I might. Roadies. I'll give you a call and come to my room. Help me with
the zipper. Why don't you rock the Gold Coast look?
Yeah. I don't. God bless you for thinking I could rock the
you
Gold
could
Coast
do
look,
it.
Mickey, but I don't think. I'm a more
What's
subdued.
The Gold Coast look?
Got big gold chains. Lots of gold chains.
Some short skirt.
Jugs out.
Okay.
Cans out.
Cans out.
Cans out. And hiding behind those big.
Big gold belt.
Gold. Those big sunglasses which hide the sadness in your eyes. You know that double bay look.
And the Botox.
And the Botox. Have you had your Botox?
No, I haven't had time to have
my Botox. I bought you that as a birthday present.
I know, but I haven't had a chance to do it in case things went wrong.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's
anyway,
true.
Anyway, I've packed my.
What are you going to do tonight?
Yeah. Game of Thrones. My Game
what?
Of Thrones.
No, you're not watching Game of Thrones while we're up there.
I am. What an episode last night!
Oh, really?
Wow.
What?
So episode 6 I watched of season 3.
Oh my god! So long to go.
Do you remember
still.
It?
Yeah. What happened?
Unbelievable.
What happened?
The stuff that was going on.
Really?
Just
like what?
It was off the charts.
No, what happened last night?
Tyrion discovered that it wasn't Cersei that tried to have him killed, but it was Joffrey the whole time.
Oh, wow.
So then Littlefinger, you know what Littlefinger
did? I've told you not to bring Littlefinger into this.
Littlefinger gave a prostitute to Joffrey so he could kill her.
Oh, that's right.
Well, that
because
old one.
That made Joffrey happy to kill two prostitutes, actually.
Yeah, I think Littlefinger enjoyed it.
Wow.
I've taken a shine to Littlefinger.
Stop
I really
it.
Feel like he's one of the good guys.
Right, Littlefinger.
He's not one of the good guys, and you know that.
In fact, there's a strip club called Littlefinger.
Somehow I don't think that would be get a lot of people going, would it?
I'm worried about Arya. Arya, she's up to no good. And the Red Priestess.
What do you
priestess?
Mean she's up to no
well,
good?
I don't know.
She's always up to no good.
The Red Priestess. What's her name?
Melisandre.
Melisandre. Said That's something interesting about
Arya. Guy Pearson's wife.
She said...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, mother of his child.
She said Arya may shut many eyes forever. Is that important?
Not sure.
If it's the third eye.
Don't!
What?
Spoiler alert.
Well, you don't even know what I mean
but
when I say third eye.
There might be people out there
who's
who've
got
watched
a third
more
eye?
Than... I've got episode 7 tonight.
Who's
Thanks,
got a
Dave.
Third eye? You don't even know.
Well, I do.
No, you don't.
I don't.
You want to see my...
Don't even.
This is outrageous.
We've got Julia
show.
Gillard in a moment.
Stop
she doesn't
it.
Need to hear any of this.
Stop it. Go.
I'm still getting over John
What's
Snow.
Happened with John and Egret?
I'm still getting over him going down on Egret.
Stop it again.
It's just too much.
I let that through the keeper yesterday. And I don't think it's something that we should discuss.
Well, I'm no prude, but this show's getting pretty ripe.
You're telling me.
So, Seven Kingdoms.
Oh, are you aware of this? Yeah, there's seven kingdoms, and but there's only one throne. It's an iron throne. So, wow, who gets to see us?
Wow. No, you've got to give it a rest over this few days.
No, I'm not. I'm
well, you'll be very sad, man, sitting
seven.
In your room.
We can watch it together.
No, we're not.
Oh, you could too. On the plane.
I am not going to watch
it. Not on the plane. You've got to concentrate. There's so much going on.
Oh, I see. All right.
Got to concentrate on the plane.
I'm worried about the wildlings.
Yes, I would be. Okay, thanks for that. But
Rob Starkey, Kathy. His days are numbered, sure.
Rob Stark, he's still around, is he?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Need to concentrate. All right, this is Kennedy Malloy. Yes, Julia Gillard to join us right after this.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And this is going to be an absolute monster, let me tell you. Me and Jane Kennedy off to the Logies after this show.
That's true, Mick. I'm concerned about your behaviour up there. Mm. I'm very concerned that your room's going to be better than mine.
Jane
Kennedy, better not be.
Last time we went to the Logies, it ended up with me holding your hair back while you vomited in the toilet.
How dare you? How dare you?
You just rain it in, young lady.
All right, I'll try my best.
Hey, I got you a brilliant birthday present. Did I not?
Well, if you call a brilliant birthday present $500 worth of Botox, sure, Mick. Yes, and it's your birthday coming up, and I might have a little present for you.
Hey, well, that would be nice.
Put a lot of thought into it, so I'll present it to you.
It better not be one of those joke presents either.
No,
I want something proper.
Fully serious.
Something good.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to the bottom of that. We're going to take your calls, we're going to take your tweets, but let's start at the top of the hour with this woman.
Our next guest will forever hold a significant place in the history of this nation. Our first female Prime Minister.
I am truly honoured to lead this country, which I love.
And despite our 27th Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, presiding over a minority government, she achieved a lot in her time at the top, putting a price on carbon, kickstarting the NBN, Gonski education reforms, and introducing the landmark National Disability Insurance Scheme.
Disability care starts in 7 weeks' time. And there will be no turning back.
In her post-political life, she's written a book, had fellowships at several universities, worked with the Global Partnership for Education, and now is chair of Beyond Blue, tackling the ever-increasing issues around mental health.
The conversation's there, it's really open, but it doesn't mean that all the stigma's gone.
She's even started her own podcast.
I'm offended by the lack of women in leadership. So each month I'll be discussing how we get more women leaders.
Would you please welcome to the studio, Julia Gillard.
Sounds a bit bolshy, but I'll allow it.
I don't bring your broadcasting expertise to the podcast. You know, it's a humble effort compared with yours.
Welcome to Triple M, back to Triple M. Can I say the first time I ever introduced you here, you were not leader of the Labor Party yet, but you were very close. And you turned up to do an interview and you looked really nervous throughout it. And when I said, why are you nervous? You said, because I need to put some money in my parking meter. You turned up here, you had no minders, you had no one else, and you'd parked your own car and you came up the stairs and in this very building we talked to you. A lot has happened and changed.
A lot has happened. I used to be a shocker for getting parking.
Oh, really?
I'm a reformed character now.
How are you and how's life for you right now?
I'm very well, very happy, lots to do.
You're still very busy, yes.
Yes, very busy. Beyond Blue here, which is fantastic. Global Partnership for Education, which is focused on, you know, school education in poorer countries where hundreds of millions of kids still miss out on even getting to go to primary school. And I'm also building a Global Institute for Women's Leadership at King's College London.
Well, I was going to do that, so you've saved me the hassle. So
I have saved you the hassle. I work for about 3 months of the year out of the Virginia Woolf building, King's Way in London, because where else would you put a Global Institute for Women's Leadership?
A room of one's own there.
A room of one's own. And so I have started a podcast, which is a podcast of one's own, in, you know, sort of homage to Virginia.
And you've had a bit to do with Hillary Clinton too over there. Can you explain that relationship?
Not only Hillary, quite a few upstanding, Michelle Obama as well. There's a few upstanding women.
there are many upstanding women in the world, some of which I get to meet and do things with both Hillary and with Michelle Obama. I've been involved in the education work. So both of them are very passionate about every girl getting to go to school. So with Hillary Clinton, I launched an initiative called the Michelle Obama one was Let Girls Learn. The Hillary Clinton one was Girls Charge. So both of them were sort of coming in different ways at the same problem, which is if we thought about who in our world today is most likely to never walk into a classroom, never learn to read and write, that's a girl in a poor community in a developing country.
Using your skills that you have undoubtedly, not only from studying as a lawyer yourself, but dealing with the most difficult of circumstances politically as well, that must come in handy in more ways than one, I imagine, for you.
Oh, I think I've still got the skills. I don't use them in Australian domestic politics anymore, but once learned, never forgotten.
When you see what's going on in the nature of politics today in Australia, what thoughts do you have? And do you discuss it with your friends? You know, do you sit around dinner parties and talk about things that are happening on the political stage here?
I try to stay out of Australian politics now. I think the most respectful thing you can do for the next generation is to let them do it without looming up over their shoulder. Now, I know that's an unfashionable view amongst former prime ministers, but it's definitely my view. So really the only living being who hears my true views on Australian domestic politics is Reuben the dog, and he's not telling anyone.
I've heard Reuben's crossed the floor a couple of times.
He's a very wise animal.
And we're going to get to Beyond Blue in the next break. Yeah. I just wanted to quickly, and without talking about the election, but the passing of Bob Hawke, as someone who leans slightly to the left, I remember Bob Hawke fondly, as I think most of the country did. Can you give us a little insight into what kind of giant he was in the Labor Party?
He was so quintessentially Australian, and I think that's why there was that outpouring of community affection, because no matter that he'd served so long as Prime Minister and achieved so much, people could imagine being at the pub with him. They could imagine being at a barbecue with him. Yes. It was that kind of character. But he really did, in partnership with Paul Keating, give us the modern Australia that we enjoy today. So anything that you think about the Australian economy, getting a job, being able to save up, you know, get some things in life that you want, have your superannuation when you retire, so much of that was put together by their economic agenda. We'd be a very different country if neither of them had lived or served.
And quite a character in the meantime. We're going to go to a song. We're going to come back. Yeah. We're going to talk about Beyond Blue.
Which is very important. Sorry, Mick. But also I have a question about another. Well, I'm sorry to be obsessed with celebrities, Julia, but with Rihanna, sorry to do another name drop.
Okay.
Julia has an interesting relationship with Rihanna.
Crikey.
All right.
Well, I need to get to the bottom of that.
More after this.
Play a short song, no?
Yeah, Julia Gillard with us. This is Kennedy Malloy. Julia Gillard, our very special guest in studio too.
Great. Julia, were you in a restaurant in Soho when you saw Rihanna? Can you go forward from there? You happened to strike up a conversation with her?
No, it wasn't quite like
that.
More
thought out than that.
Rihanna had reached out through a wonderful organisation called Global Citizen, run by a young Australian, Hugh Evans.
Yes.
Brings together huge concerts, get young people motivated to fight global poverty. She'd reached out through him to the Global Partnership for Education because she wanted to use her star power to help with that cause. And so I really didn't know anything about her. Hugh Evans, I'm like his hardest person because he takes me to all of these incredible, you know, concerts.
Yes.
Honestly, I was backstage at this New York concert, celebrities everywhere, and I'm the daggy person who's going, oh, there's Justine Greening, the UK Minister for Development.
Meantime,
and
Justin Bieber's there.
exactly. And she, a woman after my own heart, was going, oh, there's Julia Gillard from the Global Partnership for Education. So we were this sort of nerdy little pod in the middle of all of this celebrity. So I didn't know much about Rihanna, but she was really easy to talk to, and she was very focused on education, and, you know, the conversation just flowed, and we ended up talking about psychological research.
Don't tell me you went out dancing with her. I'll really kill you.
No. It was no dancing involved. You know, when you're in the presence of that kind of greatness, stick to your lane. So I did the nerdy stuff, and she was interested
in it. You're used to socialising with A-list celebrities. I mean, we had a barbecue together. You may remember in Victoria on the Mornington Peninsula, and you had a barbecue lunch. I was in the neighbourhood, so I'm invited round.
Pop in.
No, so I flew.
He was invited. I think we should clarify that.
So I flew down in my golf cart with a six pack between my legs, came flying around the corner, and there were six Secret Service agents standing there, not aware of my arrival that was impending. So
potentially very aware of your arrival.
I received a lot of attention.
Well, we are getting to Beyond Blue, but I want to say, and we've been here.
I think we need to complete that story.
Yes, happened?
Do you remember Mick leaves and says to the federal police who are looking after me, boys, you know, you just don't know how many drinks she's had. And I seriously don't know how you're going to get her down those stairs. And of course,
I should cancel all appointments.
How disrespectful.
And I sort of wandered out half an hour later to these very anxious looking men, and they're like, are you all right? And I'm like, why wouldn't I be all right? Are you sure you're all right? And then they tell me the story. I'm like, oh, look, I've had, you know, a glass and a half of white wine over 4 hours. I'm fine.
You're a great company.
I have to deal with this every day, Julia.
Every day.
Yes. Okay. Now, Beyond Blue, now we've got an audience that's largely men. It's changing. The demographic's always changing. But we have a great base of men and young men who listen to this station in particular. What's the message, as the chair of Beyond Blue, that you're trying to get out to this audience?
Well, the big message we're trying to get out is help is there. Reach out, talk about it. No shame in saying, I think I've got a problem and I think I need some help.
Men are not good at doing that as a general rule, though, Julia, are they? So how do we make it easier and okay?
Well, we can start the conversation if we're concerned about a man in our lives. So if we look at the suicide statistics, around 3,100 Australians take their own lives each year, and unfortunately that's disproportionately men. So
it's a shocking figure.
It is. On average, 8 suicides a day, and 6 of those will be men. So that's a very grim statistic. And a lot of people would think to themselves, I can't talk to someone I'm worried about, because if I use the word suicide, maybe I'll put the idea in their head, and then if something happens, it'll all be my fault. A lot of people feel that. But we've looked at this, we've researched it. Using the word suicide doesn't somehow give people the idea. Mm-hmm. A caring conversation at the right time can make a big difference. Right. So you can reach out, or to the men who are listening, and it's the Beyond Blue Cup, both AFL and NRL, you know, in coming days. We're seeing more and more, you know, elite athletes, big strapping football players, all codes, who are prepared to say, I've got a problem. And so if, you know, the men we look up to for that sort of physical prowess,
it's fairly democratic depression, isn't it?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, unlike other illnesses that might have, you know, a skew based on income or whatever, anybody can suffer from depression. You might be the most richly paid person in the world. I mean, you know, James Packer's had his struggles, for example. You might be someone from, you know, the poorer end of life. There's no discrimination in depression, but we do know that around 1 million Australians are living with depression. Yep. But if you reach out, get help, you can get better. There is a life to be going on with. So please don't sit and suffer in silence too ashamed.
There is no way there's not someone touched by this in your circle of friends family or life. Triple M have got a big day here on the Monday, Dave.
Yeah, so Monday, it's our No Talk Day, for that's the Triple M Metropolitan Station. So no talk all day, all music. So the idea is that you can talk to someone.
So that's it's a big initiative this Monday, No Talk Day.
Be hard for my public. I'll have to go a day without hearing from
me,
Julia.
Might be a breath of fresh air just for once. You might have to zip it for a minute, Mick. I think that'll be fine.
You mentioned footy. Do you still get to go and see Footscray at all? I know you're a passionate fan.
It's harder now. One, because my global commitments take me overseas. Two, living in Adelaide, you know, you'd be there the only person with the dog scarf on in a sea of pro supporters or Port supporters. But I will be at the Beyond Blue Cup this Saturday.
And have you got some fruit in your fruit bowl? I just need to know. You make sure, young lady.
That lingers with you for a very long time.
Just for the historical record, it's not a fruit bowl. It was never a fruit bowl. It's a decorative glass dish that looks nicest if you can see the bottom of it.
You're getting a bit defensive now, so I'm going to have to call it off here. Thank you so much. Yep. Thank you for all the service you've done for this country and for everyone, and continue to do. You're a truly great person. Thank you for coming and swinging by the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
As heard on the Fraser Coast Triple M 103.5 in Maryborough, Queensland, you've got Scott and Andrew for breakfast and Kennedy Malloy to drive
Scott, don't care for Andrew.
What's wrong with Andrew?
I like them both.
Andrew Bland and Scott Gilmore.
Scott does all the heavy lifting. Andrew's along for the ride.
He's not.
No, when Scott's at work, Andrew's on the golf course.
Well, as we're up on the Gold Coast and about to fly up there, they might make the trip they might see you. And again, more enemies you're setting up yourself.
Good stuff. It's going to be fun on the Goldie.
It is. We're going up. We're doing a show tomorrow from the Gold Coast, from the studios up there. So we'll look forward to doing that.
And then we're presenting at the Logies.
We are.
You are. Do you know what I'm doing? I'm going to wear my dinner suit on the plane.
Why are you going to do that? Unusual. Why?
Because just so I'm ready to go on Sunday.
But it's Thursday now.
I don't plan on going home.
All right.
Do you know, I was in Sydney once doing a publicity round, and my limo driver, I asked my limo driver, because they know.
I love to hear about celebrities like yourself.
I said to the driver, I said, who's the best you've ever had? You know, you've looked after, because all these stars come out and they look after them.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, without question, Johnny Knoxville.
Oh,
Jack. And I go, why Johnny Knoxville? He goes, mate, he goes, I picked him up from the airport. He goes, I drove him around town for 3.5 days. We went to parties. Drove him back to the airport and he never checked in.
No kidding.
He said he never, he just went from party to party to party. So that
is that where your bar set?
How I am going to treat it? The Logies.
You'll be cooked on Sunday night.
Will I ever?
You'll be
how
cooked.
Am I going to
you
want to
watch?
Up?
You want to watch for that reason alone.
Hey, do you think
you might see someone fall over? You might see a chalk outline on the stage at the Logies on the Gold Coast.
You're going to give me a shout out while you're up there, you know? Hide a dangerous Dave.
Why would we do that? Why?
Get a little shout out or something. I don't know.
Hey, you know what? I'm very concerned about your manners on the evening. There's a lot of people who are upset with you because you have been. It's distressed me because I'm the good half of the team.
Can you smooth things over?
I'm not going to smooth over. I don't think you've been pleasant to Carl Stefanovic as well.
Carl Stefanovic cut me out of his Bucks party, so he can go get stuffed.
Well, I'm not sure.
Is he going?
Well, I don't know. I think there was concern.
Because he's back on the Today Show. That's been announced, has it? Or are they doing that on the night?
Has not been announced.
He'll be there.
I think he should be back on the Today. I think everyone wants him back, including Georgie and Deborah. They want him there. I know they do, I'm sure. Anyway, he's not going. Sure, well, he was worried about going because he didn't know whether his ex-wife, Cassandra, would be walking the red carpet.
Would that be a photo that everyone wants?
Not only a photo. I don't think they've spoken. Well, I don't know. But I think it would be very, very awkward. And he wanted to avoid any such thing. But apparently she's not going. She says, I'm not network talent. I'm just a regular panellist on Studio 10. And she said, I used to go because Gold Logie winners get 2 tickets for life. And she was with him when he won the
Gold Logie. So is he taking his bird?
No, she's away.
So Carl will be playing.
Yeah.
I beg your pardon. Don't say that.
I know Carl. He'll be cutting one from the herd.
Don't say that. He's a married man. He's married Jasmine. Yasmin.
But why isn't she there?
Yeah. Oh, she's at Paris Fashion Week with her shoe range.
Don't worry. She'll be looking at it. She'll be...
Yeah.
No, she's gone to show her.
That marriage is on the rocks, by the way.
Again.
That marriage can't say is.
Now, if I was Carl, you know I'd be really pissed off with you.
You know what they're doing? They're probably spending some time apart to see if they can repair it.
No, this is people's lives you're dallying with.
Just married.
Because they love a photo, don't they? Like, what was the year you pashed that guy from Friends?
I didn't pash him.
Oh, Matt LeBlanc.
Matt LeBlanc.
I did not pash him,
you did.
I made that abundantly clear
you
at the time.
You were rolling around on the carpet in front of the men's toilets.
I was rolling around with a girlfriend.
Oh, righto.
Much more interesting.
Go on.
Please.
Can I tell you what to expect?
Yes.
Can I tell you what to expect when we get up there?
What?
Hey, some of these rooms, God, I better check out what rooms we're in because some of the stars going to the Logies.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, I had nothing to do with that.
The room allocation.
Oh, what
hang
do you
on
mean?
A minute. Some people have got penthouses, a northern penthouse suite or a spa suite starts at $5,000 a night. If you're in one of these suites, I'll sue you. Because if we're talking parity, that spa's mine.
All I'm saying is if we have a meeting, we should have it in your room.
I know what's going on. That's what you've been calling extra meetings with Kim, our producer.
Do you know what?
What?
Look, knock on my door. If the butler lets you in,
this is going to be like a big fancy.
Don't, whatever you do, don't put your shoes on my piano. I just don't want anyone.
Beg your pardon.
I don't want the piano.
Are you sure? Do you really know what? And I wonder what.
What do we get? Aren't we supposed to get bags or something?
Yeah, well, I think apparently you get some Moët champagne on arrival. Well, that should do me for that hour.
Glug, glug. All right, I think that's enough for the time being.
Do you?
But we can maybe at the end tell everyone what's. I thought we got a show bag.
You'll get a show bag, yes. Mm. And I'll just. Later on, I'll let you know some of the example of things that might be in there.
As long as it's got some dingers.
I knew you'd say that. And as long as it's got a breast pump for me.
All right.
It's going to be a good trip.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, we're heading away to the Gold Coast, of course, and we're also going to be away
for a
couple
of weeks.
We're
going on a bender.
Well, we're going away on our annual holidays.
Oh, that's right.
Mid-year break.
Mid-year break is coming up.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to Uganda.
Oh, that's right, to get a bowler.
I'm going to get a bowler.
Did you see a woman got a flesh-eating virus on a holiday the other day?
Oh, why is that funny?
Because it just reminded me of you. You are odds on to get Ebola.
Okay. Well, I'll bring it back and give it to you.
Who's going to Uganda to pat a monkey and get Ebola?
Not a monkey. It's
gorillas.
Gorillas. I'm seeing chimpanzees as well.
Oh,
anyway,
lovely.
I digress because while we're away, it's your birthday.
Oh, so it is.
Oh, Mickey.
That's right. Wow. Do you know my birthday? 11th of July, same day as Julius Caesar.
Is that right?
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So I thought what to get Mickey for his birthday.
But I
might have already had a thought popped into my head by a conversation that we had on the show.
What are you talking about?
Let's have a listen.
A Roomba has caused high alert, a code red.
Have you got a Roomba?
And an alligator.
I'm going to get you one for your birthday.
Yeah, I've got a Roomba. It's called Mum. She bounces off the walls too occasionally.
Nick.
So in the best interests of your mum, Wendy, who has been doing your vacuuming forever. I thought it was high time. I say, happy birthday, Mick.
I've got a Roomba.
You've got a Roomba.
And it's dressed in a little French maid's outfit. Hang on. Here it goes.
Hey!
And look, it bumps into things and moves. Look.
That's hot.
It's a hottie little Roomba.
It's a little hottie.
In a French maid's outfit.
It's adorable.
It's adorable, isn't it?
Will it do some dusting
if you want it to. If you want to pick her up, here she comes.
Give her a cuddle.
Yeah.
She doesn't go down staircases very well, so be careful.
If you hear that sound coming out of my bedroom,
Better it comes out of your bedroom than my bedroom. Happy birthday,
thank
Mick.
Thank you, Jane.
Oh,
you're very kind.
That's from the whole team here at Kennedy Malloy, and we hope you have a wonderful day.
Well, you've just put Mum out to pasture. But
No. She's got better things to do with it.
Her old French maid. And no underwear, it looks like.
I know. You can upskirt her.
Okay.
I'm going to go home and upskirt my Roomba.
Who would have thought?
Yes. Happy birthday, Mick. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Okay.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong? This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Lucrif, which is an industry super fund, only to benefit members.
I love Lucrif.
Well, why would you?
Lucrif are the business. Right. The big kahuna.
And you
top
love them
of the block
for
when
so many reasons.
Superannuation.
That's true.
You need to do this. There's come a day, you wake up one day and go, oh, that's it. I'm cooked.
I'm retired.
I'm done. Wait a check, please.
Yeah.
What have I got in the tank?
You better do something about it, everybody.
Well, you better do it, and you better do it now. Call the good folk at Lucrif, and they will sort you out. They won't even sort you out. They'll explain exactly what they're doing and why they're doing it, and you'll become a partner in the operation. That's the way they operate.
They have in-house contact centre, flexible insurance as well, if you want to look into that, and so much practical information. They've even got educational seminars. If you want to find out a bit more information, and you've probably got every right to go and check it out.
It's your money, people.
Yeah. Why don't you
that's
do
the way
that?
They look at it. It's hands-on. As hands-on as you want it to be.
It's a mobile app as well. Mick, you'd be on
to I know how to do that. I'm going to Google the app now.
And online account access. It couldn't be easier to get on board.
And you know the great thing.
Yes.
What's that? Oh, I know. I know the great thing.
They advertise on the arse of jockeys.
They do.
Now, if you need to know anything more about a brand and a way people think, then this is it for me.
You had
me the first moment I strolled onto a racetrack.
and you thought, where have I seen that?
A dozen Lucrifs fly by in a blur. I went, that's the mob for me.
Excellent news. Now, if you want to find out any more info, all you have to do is go to lucrf.com.au.
That's it. Thank you, Lucrif.
Bang.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
By the way, congratulations to Peter from South Australia.
What's he ever done?
Just won himself a trip to the Gold Coast to the TV Week Logie Awards. Wow. He went online at KennedyMalloy.com.
See you up there, Peter.
Yeah, so he's got accommodation, transfers, tickets to the red carpet. This Sunday night, Channel 9, 7 o'clock, catch it.
I am going to go Coco Bananas on
really
the Gold Coast.
I'm really concerned you are.
And get on board.
Going to start tonight. We're about to head off. We're flying tonight.
We're going now. And remember, I had nothing to do with the tickets on the plane either.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying.
What?
Well, we can't all be in business.
If you have tampered not only with my hotel room, if you've got a penthouse.
It's good for the show.
Yeah. Oh, who's the head of the Hot Logies? Someone's going
to
hear
Brent,
about this.
Are we talking to Brent? We're going to try and get him on tomorrow's show.
Oh, all righto.
He's the producer. He wants to hear what we're saying.
Well,
he has asked if he can hear.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I'll tell you who else we've got on the show.
Yep.
We've got Eve Murray and Toadie.
Toadie.
Ryan Toadfish Maloney from Neighbours. We've also got Costa. He's up for a Gold Logie.
He is.
Really?
Gardening Australia.
Gardening Australia. We've got Jessica Powers from MAFS, Mick.
You can
finally meet her. This is going to be interesting.
Wow.
She's not going to the Logie.
And she's not happy.
But she's looking for a plus one.
Hello again.
Mick, you know the rules.
Very interesting. And
put out.
That's a rule or not.
And let's throw in Russell Crowe for good measure.
What?
He's not going to the Logie.
I don't think Russell Crowe deserves to be on our Logie show.
Well, you tell
Russell
that.
He's never won a Logie.
You tell him that.
Oh, I've won an Oscar. Big deal.
Let me find out.
When you've nailed the big kahuna.
He may have won a Logie. Best new talent? I don't know. Let's ask him. Tomorrow when we talk to him, he's going to talk about the loudest voice.
Maybe from when he was shooting the slightly aggressive bear.
Who knows? That was Logie winning.
He was.
Yeah.
See you on the Gold Coast, Australia.
All right, let's go, people.
All right, big show tomorrow, the Logie show on Friday. Kennedy Malloy.
Now that the Kennedy Malloy podcast is all done, time to think about tracking down that lost super. Industry fund Lucrif Super can help you do it. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au.